This is sports.
This is sports.
This is sports. This is sports.
This is sports. With a capital F.
This is sports. With a capital F.
This is sports. This is sports. With a capital F.
Mwahaha. And welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast, generals. I am Graham. He is Nick. And it's Halloween. What's going on,
sir?
Oh, yeah, you did that way better than I did.
I'm evil as shit. Yeah, bro, that's it. You got to know I'm evil. I'm an evil dude. So y'all better be careful.
That was good. Yeah. That was proper evil scientist. That was the laugh of a man who would definitely sew your head onto the crotch of a zebra.
No, I think I got an experiment to do with the rest of my night now.
Yep. Yeah, you already know what to do this evening. I'm pretty sure there's lightning storms predicted there in Portland. You could bring something to life.
No, actually, I got these sunglasses on because the sun peeked back out in shitty-ass Portland. Nice. That I'm about to be leaving in like 3 weeks, so.
Yeah.
So the sunny desert. So, yeah.
To the sunny desert. But yeah, so we're here. It's Halloween. There's a lot to talk about for this particular podcast, but I did want to reminisce a bit now that we're doing the podcast together more frequently. The benefit of doing it with you over Griff was that we all kind of grew up together. So I did want to talk a little bit about classic Northside Chicago / Evanston Halloweens of the past. And because I don't know if other places necessarily do it like we did. I've been living here in Georgia for a long time now, and my house has never been egged. I've never been shot with paintballs walking down the street. The kids out here must be doing it wrong. Maybe that's what the problem
is. Well, on the north side, though, that was like, it didn't even matter who it was. It was on site. Like, you see somebody outside, you egging them. Like, it was better than gun violence.
You would be friends with people, but if they weren't in your immediate group while you were out, you know, airing people out with eggs. Like, they were a target, for sure.
No, I remember the year. See, I've done a couple, you know, every time I'm Corey. Shouts out to the Fed.
Oh, yeah. We ran across each other on several occasions on Halloween, undoubtedly.
I remember somebody caught his ass, though, and I think it was Paul Lindo, threw an egg through his little, like, triangle, you know, on that stinking Lincoln Yellow, old busted one. He threw the egg through the window, got up in Corey's heat vents. And that shit, his whole car was smelling like rotten eggs for like a month or two. It was the worst. Like,
yeah, and the Lincoln didn't smell great to begin with, you know?
Yeah, to begin with. Like, yeah, correct.
It wasn't great. No, I remember one Halloween specifically, maybe it was like junior or senior year, and I was walking. I had to get from my pop's house in North Evanston to the Shell gas station on Chicago Avenue. Remember when Casey worked there?
Yeah.
And so I had to get all the way to there, and it was the night that it was going down. And I remember just taking two eggs out of the fridge because I knew me and Casey were going to get eggs. But it was one of the first times in my life I ever planned ahead. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to get caught slipping out here. And I slipped those two eggs in my hoodie. And I made it all the way through North Evanston, all the way through West Evanston, all the way to the Shell when, man, you remember that dude Reds we went to school with? I don't know, I think he was a year older, but it was him. Another dude and that real tall, pretty girl who drove the Durango, Lindsay something. But anyway, so she was, I saw them pull up and they pulled up kind of on some like, oh, hey, what's going on? And I was like standing on a car on the street next to that Shell. And as soon as I saw the look in those two dudes' face, because, you know, I don't have any beef with those guys, but I wasn't in the car with them. So I immediately, like, I saw them kind of twitch, and I remember I pulled out and yawked one, and it went through the car. They had their windows down, but the other windows were open, and it, like, bust on the driver's side window and splattered all of them. And they kind of, like, threw an egg that missed and sprayed some silly string, but when I bust that egg against the window on the driver's side, they sped off, and I hit them in the back on the backside. And that's a story about not getting caught slipping.
Yeah, I never really got caught slipping, but I definitely caught a lot of people slipping, though. I mean, with Corey, because, you know, Corey was the best driver, too, in town. Like, Corey, Corey's like that fat dude from what's that movie? They got the fat dude to drive him around. What's that movie? I think
I don't know what movie that is, but it'd be worth making a movie about Corey driving around between the years 2000 and 2005.
So now, if you haven't been in the car with him these days, it's still even worse.
No, it's way worse now. I have less faith now. I'm an adult now. I'm like a kid. I get in the car with Corey, and I'm always like, all right, maybe this is it.
No, it might be.
But yeah.
Could be. He doesn't care for his life very often, so it's kind of hard to hang out with him. He's going to take you down. Anyways, what else is going on? I got to make this quick. I got to go to work.
I keep forgetting we need to push this along.
Because you guys aren't donating for this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you guys paid us, we could sit here all day and do this for you guys.
Right. The more of your friends you tell, the more podcasts there will be. Because eventually people will pay us advertising money to do it. Not just Angel's towing, where I subversively said he might molest you and gave out his number under the guise of him getting fake phone calls, which isn't the best way, but... He'll always
have
seen
it between two ferns. So remember, he comes with his advertisements and two ferns. He's like, say knives. Say knives. I'm expecting a G for that.
Yeah. If we had the listeners, we could inadvertently make people. But whatever. Thank you to whoever is listening. But it'd be much appreciated that if you're enjoying this lovely entertainment, to just share it with your friends. How about
that? And fuck you, Chris Parrish, for not listening.
Yeah. No, I agree, because I do. I have a sneaking suspicion that Chris Parrish does not listen to this podcast, so he can eat all 8 miles of dick until I'm proven incorrectly. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I guess we will.
Well, we've planted that seed, but yeah. Oh, there was one other
thing. Or it's a follower lost. I don't know.
I remember actually one of the most epic Halloweens of my time as a youth was a November 3rd. It was November 3rd, and we had all these leftover eggs, and me and some gentlemen who will remain nameless.
It's not Halloween.
Yeah, it's not Halloween at all, but we rode around ensuring that everyone had a little extra Halloween that year.
Yeah, why not? Well, that shit was intense, though. Like, those egg wars were, like, serious. Like, cats didn't even dress up in costumes for Halloween. It was just black hoodies and black pants.
By the time you hit high school, and even before that, you need to be in straight commando mode. And anyone who isn't in your group is a potential threat.
Yeah. So, definitely.
Absolutely. That is a crazy thing, though, and I apologize to listeners who didn't grow up with us who were like, what in the hell are these guys talking about? But like,
I don't even know if they're doing that now, these days.
I don't know either.
Are they still doing it? No. Not in the north side of Evanston.
I don't know. You would hope somebody... Well, actually, you'd probably hope nobody would carry on that tradition once you're an adult, but there's a little part of me that's like, man... There was something real special about it not being safe to go outside because you might get hit with an egg, you know?
Yeah.
So many eggs.
Yeah.
But it was...
They stopped selling to you. You couldn't even go into, like, an Osco, because only Chicago cats know what Oscos are. Yep. You couldn't even go into an Osco and buy them on the Halloween because they knew what they were doing. They wouldn't even sell you eggs.
Yeah, no, you had to have an ID. You had to be 18 to buy eggs on Halloween. Yeah, I remember there was a place on South Boulevard. It was was it South Boulevard? It was closer to downtown Evanston. But I remember there was a place over there where they were selling like flats of eggs out the back one year on Halloween. And by the time we got there, the police were there because they were like, oh, no.
That's a smart move. That's a businessman who's like, man, this is my biggest day of the year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't. What the fuck do I care what my customers do with eggs once they buy them? They cram them up their butts, you know? Like, what do I care if I'm a business owner?
Are you playing something? You don't hear that noise in the background? Something keeps coming in my headphones. I think it's something on my computer.
I don't know. I'm not hearing anything. Hold on.
Oh, you know what? I had Always Sunny in Philadelphia going on.
Oh,
Netflix.
Yeah.
It's trying to freak me out. I just kept hearing random noises in my headphones. Hopefully they don't come up on the thing.
No, it won't. It didn't transmit across the thing because I didn't hear shit.
Speaking of Evanston, what was that article?
Yeah. Sorry to waste so much time between the transition. I was having fun thinking about old Halloweens. But anyway, So the students at the high school we went to, which was kind of what I was leading into anyway about why the egg wars were so interesting, is that where me and Flea attended high school is a really weird cross section of that part of the North Side slash Evanston. Like the Evanston Township High School, like you could go to school there and you could graduate and move on to have multiple degrees in theoretical physics and build the Large Hadron Collider, or you could like become like a ruthless dude who shoots people in the face and lights their kids on fire. Like you really had, there were two, I mean, there's a lot of gray area there. But you could have easily fallen anywhere into that cycle. But as a result of that, there's a lot of unique perspectives at that school. And the school paper itself recently, but a couple months ago, the kids released a paper at our alma mater's high school where they talked about weed, you know. And now I know me and Nick didn't even realize there was marijuana when we were in high school. We didn't even know what that was until after.
No, I mean, I wasn't doing drugs. Yeah, I wasn't doing drugs.
No, of course not. And nobody, really nobody was, but it's a brave new world. I'm being facetious, obviously, because like, of course, they're high school kids and there's drugs and there's marijuana. But in short, the article was, pretty straightforward.
Was it good?
Yeah. There wasn't anything.
It's a good article.
Yeah. I didn't think there was anything where they were like wantonly promoting marijuana. It wasn't like some kind of stoned freshman's paper on why they should legalize weed that looks really stupid. Like this wasn't even a request for something. It was really just a presentation of information. They had data. They quoted their sources. It didn't slant one way or the other. It was just sort of a factual presentation of the fact that kids in high school smoke weed sometimes, and here's like some numbers on it and an interview with a kid who sells weed at the school. Because I don't know. And they kept him anonymous, and there was some pressure from the school board to expose that guy. But like at the end of the day, that's their little world, right? Like,
yeah. But it's so funny because I live in such a weed friendly state that, I mean, kids in school are probably, I mean, you can be in a senior in high school here and be old enough to buy weed legally. Right. Write about this. So they're more hip to it, and the forum's different. So of course in Illinois, but what they did say is like the fact is like the legalization in Illinois, I think, is very necessary because Illinois is poor.
Yeah,
Illinois is poor.
Well, yeah, because it's so corrupt.
They need money,
you know, because there's so much money being funneled into the pockets of fat guys with see-through socks. It was a good, and they made a good point, you know. And just to be honest, like as I look back, I don't look back and go, well, you know, I smoked weed before my frontal lobe was fully developed and there's nothing wrong with me. I'm not saying that at all. And I feel like the parents would have a legitimate gripe and the school board would have a legitimate gripe if some like adult came into the school and was like encouraging kids to smoke weed. That's like, but that was how they reacted to it, despite the fact that it was students who go to the school, like they spend most of their life in that school, day to day as students, and they were just reporting on the news. I didn't really feel like they did anything wrong, but the school board confiscated all the papers. They wouldn't let them be circulated.
But they re-released them though. They released them.
They did.
Eventually. After the fact that they put, we do not condone marijuana usage.
Right. And that was kind of messed up too, though. And I read an art. I really wish I knew the kid's name, but there was one of the student editors of the paper was saying, he was like, you know, we would have preferred to have been able to release the article under our own terms without asking the administration, you know, like before we released it. Like, so they didn't feel like they needed permission, and they can police themselves. That's what he was saying. They can police themselves better than the school administrators can. And I agree. Yeah. I don't know. Was that just complete rambling nonsense? Did any of that make any
sense? No. It makes sense. I mean, when I read it, though, I kind of
explain the story correctly. Like, yes, yeah,
no.
About weed, the school district confiscated the papers, and then now they finally recirculated them because there was a bit of legal pressure. Okay, there we go.
And like I said, to me, like the story, I laugh because I've been living in this world where weed is like a big part of everything. Like, it's completely legal.
Yeah.
It's completely
legal. Well, and to be honest,
kids smoke out.
Yeah. And even when it was legal, or even when it was illegal when we were kids, as it still is in Evanston, it was always kind of it was so minor, you know? Like, how many times do you know when someone who wasn't us, obviously, got caught with marijuana by the police, and the police would just take it.
I know this person, good friend of mine. Let's just say his name is Mick, and he was walking through the alley. He was walking through the alley. You know where everybody used to smoke the squares at the log? That's what they call it, the log and shit. Everybody used to smoke squares out there.
People who don't know, it was like a vacant lot basically that had grown over with grass that was directly across the street from the high school.
Yeah. So I walked down that. Oh, excuse me, Mick. Mick walked down the alley one day. My man's Mick walked down the alley one day to separate himself from everybody smoking weed. I guess he wanted to smoke some weed before going to school. Mick plies himself on weed. Cops came and rolled up out of the backyards on him, snatched him up. Mick had the blunt in his hoodie pocket lit still. And when the cops went to go search him, they burnt their hands and they took him to jail.
Yeah, I do know a kid named let's say his name's Grant, and Grant was at the 7-Eleven on Dodge and what was that, Maine, and was being questioned by some law enforcement officials, and he was telling me that he put his hands in his hoodie and realized he had a bag of weed on him that he didn't know. Yeah. He said he didn't remember that he had it because he had gotten it so recently through such odd circumstances. And when he felt it, he tried to run and was grabbed by the hoodie of his sweater. That sounds like something that would hurt really bad. But he put up a valiant fight, but was eventually detained.
Well, both those guys' stories, it seems they both need to stop wearing hoodies.
Well, I haven't seen them recently, but I haven't seen either of them in a hoodie lately. So,
all right. And before we get to these power rankings, because I do have the Jets soon. All right. How about the motherfucking Chicago Bears
two in a row
against above 500 teams against the team? See, this is what I tell people. People said that's not an impressive win. I'm like, you realize Cam Newton went to Foxborough and beat Tom Brady, but couldn't come into Chicago and beat Mitch Trubisky.
I wish I had something to follow up with that, but just what he said, put it in a loop and put it in your brain. We're coming.
Yeah, we are. I think we are.
I'm ready to get stoked about the Bears now. They signed that receiver from San Diego.
Siebert, yes.
Yep.
Who didn't get no play. He's 6'3", so that's all we need is a big guy out there.
Yeah.
Well, he's thirsty. He needs some playing time.
He got some play last year because of some injuries in San Diego. He had great numbers. Yeah, they basically ignored him this year. So,
yeah, no, we'll take him.
One
we'll take
man's
him.
Trash is another man's trip to the Super Bowl. Let's go, Bears. No, I'm just, but either way.
I also heard that they might be trying to shop Glendon off, too. That's another conversation, but that's awesome. What I heard, that they might be trying to shop Glendon off. So,
where would Glendon maybe land? The Bears or the Browns? What do they have?
No, he'll get a backup job somewhere, though. Backup job.
But who's going to let go of like a productive starting wide out for a backup? I don't know. I guess you get a draft pick and look further ahead than that. But I'm excited to be excited right now. That's all.
Yeah. 3-4. 3-4. Saints, we're going to smash you guys up next week.
All right. Well, people may or may not have seen on the YouTube, but I got the power rankings from the little skeleton behind me. And it's time for the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I mean, power rankings. Cap F Sports Power Rankings. That's what we're doing. Oh, yeah, I meant to mention that G. Cutler wasn't with us this week. What's that guy?
Yeah, he had to take the week off. Yeah. He had to take the week off. I think he went on vacation. His wife was giving him shit. I don't know. He went to Miami. He broke his ribs. Yeah. He broke his ribs, taking some time off.
Yeah, just so people know, he wasn't suspended from the show for protesting last week. We fully support people's rights to protest. He just couldn't make it this week.
Well, maybe that's where he went, because I haven't really heard from him in a few days. So maybe he got picked up on his way back into the studio. I just kind of assumed that he's just one of those sick days. Yeah.
He could be sitting in a jail cell like this.
Exactly. Still protest. Hey, that's a man who carries his message everywhere with him.
He does it. Yep. Godspeed to you wherever you are, G. Cutler. All right, power rankings. Let's get through these. Airship.
Okay.
Like, I'm assuming like blimps and balloons. Jellyfish. We know what jellyfish
is. I fucking hate jellyfish. Yeah.
All right. And control.
Oh, control is number one for sure. Because if you have control of the airships, You can control the jellyfish too by dropping shit in the water, and you got everything.
Yep. And you're literally as far away from the jellyfish as you could possibly be.
As possible. Yep, that's true.
In an airship. Yeah. No, this one was pretty easy. I thought it was almost in order, like backwards.
Yeah. Well, jellyfish, I don't fuck with jellyfish. You can't even see them in the water, really. And they'll just come up and sting you. Like, I see them all the time, like dead on the Oregon coast when you go up there.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, you know, too, that thing about ammonia neutralizing the sting where they tell people to pee on each other. You know, that's not accurate. Yeah. Like, that's not true.
I don't think it is. Yeah, yeah. I think somebody told me. But if I had the opportunity to piss on somebody, I would take advantage.
Yeah, see, the first time I saw
it. I got you, buddy.
Yeah, I saw it happen when I was in Hawaii, when I was still in the service. We were there for a few days, and I was down by the beach, and a girl got stung by a jellyfish, and like some dude went around the side of a building and peed into a 7-Eleven cup and poured it on her leg. And I remember being like, you know, I've heard that before, but that totally sounds like something someone once told a tourist somewhere where they have jellyfish. Because he was like,
exactly.
I bet you $100 I can get these guys to piss on each other. One of those guys grew up to be Johns Hopkins or something, and fucking that's why we all think it's okay to pee on each other if you get jellyfish. For the record, the Sports with Capital F podcast would like to address it. It's not okay to pee on anybody ever. It's even if it's with their consent, that's fine. Two consenting adults peeing on each other, whatever. But just generally, it's not a medical procedure.
No.
Pissing on your
buddies. Unless she's into golden showers, then it's quite all right.
I've never had, in all the disgusting things I've engaged in, I've never had a woman ask me for that, and I don't know that I would.
I wouldn't do it. Yeah. Maybe after I had sex with you, because I'm not going to have sex with you after I just pissed on you.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
That doesn't set. Yeah.
Well, it reminds me of a brief anecdote, if you have a moment, about a woman I once knew who was having sex with that same guy we talked about, Grant, and she was kept telling him to like hit her, right? And he was telling me that when he was doing it, when he started slapping her, it really wasn't like sexual at all. It was just hysterical, and it was.
Man, we need to get that Grant guy on the show, man. Yeah, he's interesting.
He's got a lot of interesting stories, but he did tell me that one time about how he was like smacking this girl. And he just said he was like, he totally lost interest in sex and then was like, oh, well, this could go sideways and stopped. Because asking me to hit you. Yeah. But that's how I feel like maybe. But even then. Like, I just don't know if I can have someone walking around in my house who I've pissed on, you know?
No, not at all. I'm not pissing on anybody in my house. No. I'm not set up to pee on people in my house. Like, my house is not set up. It's not set up for anybody peeing on.
It's not watertight. I don't have rubber sheets or any of that.
Yeah, I got carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah, carpet, that shit is...
The only thing you could do is put your face in the toilet, and even then, like, there's splash, and I don't know. Let's just not do that.
Yeah, no, it seems like too much trouble. Yeah.
But I'll see about that guy Grant on the podcast. I know most of his stories, though, and I think that I've discovered a really effective way of telling his stories by saying his name is Grant, and he's some other guy.
Yeah. I think you should have like a 2-minute Grant session every week and just give us an insight on how Grant's living.
You know, the whole time we've been doing this podcast, I've really reserved Grant, you know, like I really have made an effort to not tell Grant stories, but I have been thinking recently that he's got some good ones and his story should be told.
All right. Well, we'll catch up with those for sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, so happy Halloween, everybody. Did you have anything else? That scared me. All right, everybody.
I think I should say, man.
All right, everybody. Well, everybody, everybody. Hey, everybody. We're done here. And we did a good one here. Happy Halloween to everybody. Be safe out there. Don't go throw eggs at people. And also watch out for people who may be throwing eggs at people. I'm Graham. He's Nick. We're at Cap F Sports everywhere. Sports with a capital F. Blah, 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 blah. Good night.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports with a capital F. is sports.
This is Capital. This is sports.
This is sports. This is sports with a capital
F.
This is sports with a capital F. And now, the Cap F Sports Power Rankings.
On Cap F Sports.